We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Orev, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Yud Dalid. V'ze bechinas Orev b'shas matn mois mishtabed b'loy kinyin, aval achar matn mois eino mishtabed elo b'kinyin. Based on what we've been learning now, till now, we'll be able to understand again why a cosigner who comes on board, who joins the transaction at the time the transaction is taking place, at the time that the loan is taking place, he becomes obligated, even if he doesn't make a kinyan, just through a verbal commitment. But if he doesn't join the transaction until after the transaction has happened, the loan was done a week ago, a month ago, yesterday, whenever it was, and now the Orev is coming to join the transaction, coming in afterwards, then he doesn't become obligated unless he actually makes a kinyan. Ki ikar ma shetzrichin eze kinyan daiko l'kayim kol hamasumatim v'hasokum shebein odom l'chaveroi hu rak kedei lahamshech he'oras harotzoin. The reason why we need a kinyan in order to substantiate, in order to affirm a business transaction between two people is only so that we can draw he'oras harotzoin, that light of rotzoin, of goodwill, shaydeze niskaimim kol hadvorim. That confirms everything and makes it permanent, v'lo yucha l'shano yisoid. And once the kinyan was made, nobody's allowed to change their mind anymore. Ki be'emes bevadai roi lo'odom lamoid bediburoi. Because the truth is, it's only proper for a person to stand by their word. That if they give their word that they're going to do something, that should be enough. And when a person sells or purchases, buys something from a friend, just verbally, through a verbal agreement, it is definitely proper for the person to fulfill exactly what they said. However, the fact that unfortunately we see that it's very prevalent that people change their minds and people deny things when it comes to business, they deny what they actually said, ze nimshach rak mipigam horotzoin. That is caused by a pigam, by a defect in rotzoin. Ki horotzoin hu bechinas emuna. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, Rotzoin is synonymous with emuna, faith, trustworthiness. Ki ikar ha-Rotzoin hu shemaminim shehakoil misnaheg beretzoino yisborach levad, kemavura batoyronal. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, the real most important definition of Rotzoin is the fact that we believe that everything happens only based on the will of Hashem. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 4 in the second half of Likut Imran, which this halacha is based on. Now we have the piece that's in parentheses, which we will read. V'af al pi shele'el dibarnu be'inyin horotzoin v'hishtoikikus elov yisborach. Even though earlier in this halacha we spoke about the word rotzoin in the context of yearning for Hashem. I want Hashem. U'bahatoyra hanal, whereas in chapter 4 in the second half of Likut Imran, which this halacha is based on, medaber me'inyin ha-rotzoin shel Hashem Yisborach, there Rabbeinu Zal uses the term rotzoin to refer to the will of Hashem. She'onu ma'minim she'hakoil b'rotzoin Hashem Yisborach levad. The fact that we believe that everything that happens in the world is only through the will of Hashem, because Hashem wants it to happen, Be'emes, in truth, Hakol Echod, these two seemingly different definitions of the word Ratzon are really one. Ki ze toli boze, because they both depend on each other. Ki mi shemamin be'emes b'ratzon hanal, because a person who really believes in the Ratzon that Rabbi Nazar speaks about in Likutei Moran, meaning Hainu shehakol misnaheg rak b'ratzono yisborach levad, that everything that takes place in the world is only based on the will of Hashem, that definition of Ratzon, the will of Hashem, bevadai hu mishtoikek v'roitze v'choisef elov v'lavoidose yisborach b'ratzon chozok moed. A person who has that faith, that person definitely has incredible desires and yearnings for Hashem. And that's the second definition of Ratzon, the desire and yearning for Hashem. And even if at times the person falls from that level, that strong yearning desire for Hashem, and even if the person falls to a place where they're committing sins, they're going against Hashem, afal piken, still, kol zman sheyesh lo emuna shleima b'Hashem yisborach, so long as the faith in Hashem is solid, umamin, and the person believes, shehakol misnaheg rak b'ratzon yisborach levad, that everything in the world, in the universe, takes place based on the will of Hashem only. There's no coincidence. There's nothing that's outside the parameters of Hashem's direct will. Bevadai adayin yesh loy rotzein chozok moed l'Hashem yisborach. A person who has that faith definitely still has inside of him a yearning for Hashem, a desire for Hashem. Even if they're not being such a good boy or a good girl right now, this minute, that desire is definitely alive and well inside of them. Ki soif kol soif, ma yeh besoifoy. Because after everything is said and done, what's going to be? What's going to be in the end? Ki ein choshech vein salmoves li soser shom poyalei oven. The pasuk says there's no darkness. There's no place in the world for a person who does wrong to hide. There's no hiding from Hashem. There's no avoiding Hashem. Ki bevadai ribu yavoinoisav rachmona letzlon lo yuchlu lahastiroi miponov yisborach. Because most definitely, the many sins that the person has committed will not enable him in any way to hide from Hashem. V'soif kol soif, and in the very end, Yitzarech liten din v'cheshben lefnei chiseich voida yisbora. The person will have to give an accounting, a clear accounting, before the heavenly throne. Uma yaseh l'yoyim pekuda. And what's the person going to do on that day? Interesting, we have a chance to say over something that Rav Nosson Zal uses the term din v'cheshben here, which both seem to mean the same thing. And we have this in Pirkei Avos also, in other places, where it says that a person is going to be accountable to Hashem. It uses the term din v'cheshbon. One of the Meforshim explains why the repetition. Din means to be judged for the sin that the person did, for the wrong thing that they did. Cheshbon is to be accountable that during the time they were doing that sin, they could have been doing a mitzvah. A person, chas v'shalom, spent 30 minutes doing something that was not a mitzvah, something that they shouldn't be doing at all. So there's a minus 30 minutes, 30 minutes negative, and there's, in addition to that, there's the fact that during those 30 minutes, the person could have filled out those 30 minutes with Torah, tefillah, mitzvahs, and ma'asim tovim. That's why the Mishnah and many Sforim use this double term, din v'cheshbon. Alkein, therefore, af al pi sheyochol lihiyos lefomim, Shehoda Mesim Kolze Eliboi, Vyosemize, even though we know it's very possible that at times a person is aware of all of this in their heart, and even more so, even more than this, Viafal Pikein, and despite that, Einoi Yochoi Lehizgaber Al Tavosoi. The person is not strong enough and serious enough to defeat their desires, to overcome their silly desires, their desires for materialism, for all kinds of excesses of gashmias that are totally unnecessary. Avul afal pikein. However, even so, al kol ponim, rotzoin chozok ma'oid, yesh loy tomid, lo shuv eilov yisporach. Despite that, the person always has somewhere inside of themselves a very powerful desire to return to Hashem. Why? Me'achar shemamin beretzoyin Hashem yisborach. Because we're talking about a person who believes that everything going on in the world is the will of Hashem. V'hakoil misnahig beretzoyin yisborach. Everything is being controlled and overseen by the will of Hashem. V'Hashem yisborach yishalim l'chol odom kefoloi u'kemasi odoi. And Hashem will pay each and every single person according to their deeds. Mi pesi shelo yichsoi v'yirtze barotzein chozok ma'oid ma'oid. Which person is such a fool that they won't want with tremendous desire, tremendous yearning, b'chalois ha'nefesh, to the point where they're bursting, lo shuv eilov yisporach, to return to Hashem, lehinotzel min hashoel tachtiyis, to get out of the lowest places, umishar, you know, to be saved from the lowest levels of Gehenna, umishar oinshim koshim umoremoid, and from other very severe, bitter, painful punishments, rachmona litzlon, velizkoi slechayi olam haba, and instead be zoche to eternal good life, lechayi olam haba velanitzchi, eternal good life. Nimtza, so Rav Nosson Zal says, we see therefore, shalidei emunas harotzoin anal, by a person believing that everything going on is the will of Hashem, is an expression of the will of Hashem. Shemaminim b'Hashem Yisborach, she'akol b'rtzoino levad, that we believe in Hashem and we believe that everything going on is only because of the will of Hashem, because Hashem wants it to be just so. Al yidei zeh bevadai yesh loy rotzon chozok l'Hashem Yisborach. That will definitely help the person that inside themselves, deep inside of themselves, that person will have a strong, burning desire for Hashem, a yearning to please Hashem, to do the right thing, to come close to Hashem. And al yidei, exactly, v'chol zman shezoicha l'rotzoin, and so long as a person wants, as long as the person has that desire, afal pi she'adayin einoi zoicha l'avoidosu yisporach, even though right now they're not yet on a path of observing Torah and mitzvahs, adayin lo yovdo tikvosoi me'ashem. That person still has hope. That person still has hope and opportunity to come close to Hashem. Ki soif kol soif yizke lihiyois ish kosher kiritzoino yisborach. Because in the end, with time, that person will definitely succeed in becoming a religious person the way Hashem wants, al yedei ha-hishtoikikus v'horotzoin, through by having this strong desire and yearning for it, by wanting it. Im yasmid ve'yargil atzmoi bozeh harboi, if the person will be persistent, they won't stop, they will constantly feed that yearning, that desire for Hashem, lehishtoikek tomid l'Hashem yisborach, uletoirosoi ulavoidosoi, to be constantly yearning for Hashem, yearning to come close to the Torah and to do mitzvahs. Ve'inyan zeh Okay, that's the conclusion of the parentheses. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ve'inyan ze mevoyer heitev mimashmos hasicha sheshamanu be'eis shegila hatoyronal. What we just explained here, Rav Nosson Zal says, is very clear from the discussion that we had with Rabbeinu Zal at the time that he revealed that chapter on Likutei Moran, Torah 4 on Likutei Moran. That's where in the discussion Rabbeinu Zal made us realize the connection between this definition of Ratzon and that definition of Ratzon, and how both go together. A person who really believes that everything in the world is the will of Hashem, is Ratzon Hashem, that person will always have a Ratzon for Hashem, will always have a desire for Hashem. Even if they're not a good boy all day, every day, inside of them, the faith, the faith in Hashgacha Prati, the faith in Ratzon Hashem, will bring up, will arouse desires inside of the person to want to please Hashem, to want to do the right thing in Hashem's eyes. V'chol ha'kfirois, v'ha'akchoshois, v'ha'shinuyim, shebein b'nei Adam b'masu matan, and all of the denials and arguments and lies and disagreements that break out between people in business, hakol nimshach mebechinas kfirois mipegam emuna. All of it originates from atheism, from a lack of perfect faith in Hashem. Kimi sheyesh loy emuna shleima b'Hashem yisborach. Because a person who really has 100% solid faith in Hashem, umamin shehakol b'ritzoni yisborach levad, and the person believes that everything, anything and everything that happens in this world is only based on the will of Hashem, bevadai oise hamasu matin sheloy gamkein be'emuna shleima. That person will definitely also conduct their business, their personal business, with 100% trustworthiness. Ve'einoy meshane diburoy lo'olam. That person will never change a deal. If they agree with somebody to a certain deal, they'll never change the parameters. They'll never come back the next day, the next week, saying, you know, I didn't really say that. I didn't really mean that. I want it. I changed my mind, etc. Umachmas shekol hoasokim v'chol hamasumatan shekulam nimshochem mebechinas lametes malochos heim bebechinas pegamarotzoim shubechinas emuna kemavur batoyranal. And because of the fact that, as we learned earlier, the whole concept of the fact that we have to do business in this world, that we have to go to work in this world, the 39 acts of work, is all based on a deficiency, on a defect in Ratzon, which we said earlier that another word for Ratzon is Emuna, Kemavura Batoyranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 4 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, Shekishe Zoichin LeRatzon B'Shleimus, Rabbeinu Zal says, when the Ratzon is solid, Oz ein tzrichim lasois shum esik v'shum asumatn klal. Then there is no need at all to go to work or to conduct any business. Ki miskayim ho'olam b'chazdoi kanal. Because when the ratzon is solid, then the world can exist purely on Hashem's kindness. Kindness, generosity, not justice and fairness. So again, there's no need to go to work, to do business, to make money. Hashem can provide the money without our going to work, without the business. Nimtza, we see therefore, she'im hoyinu zoichen l'rotzoin b'shleimus, that if we were privileged, that the rotzoin would be 100%, and again, another word for rotzoin is emuna, and we said that there are two definitions for rotzoin. Rotzoin means our realization that everything that happens in life is the will of Hashem, and rotzoin also means that I want Hashem, I want to come close to Hashem. If all of that were solid, lo hayinu tzrichem lasos shum masu umatan ve'esek klal, we would not have to do any business or work at all whatsoever. V'alkein, and therefore, shchichim beyoiser kfirois v'hakchoshoish v'shinuyim b'amas umatn, the place where there are the most disagreements and lies and denial and people changing their mind is when it comes to doing business. Because the whole concept of doing business, the whole concept of work and business is all based on a deficiency, a defectiveness in emuna. Shubchinas pigam emuna. It's all pigam arotzen, which is pigam emuna. Umi pigam emuna nimshachim kol hakchoshes vakfir Hashem shavas matan. And we said when there's a deficiency in the faith in Hashem, in a trusting relationship with Hashem, it's reflected in a lack of trustworthiness in how we do business down here. So that's why, if we're saying that the fact that we have to go to work, the fact that we're doing business is a reflection of a deficiency, a defect in emuna, that's also going to be reflected in the lack of emuna in the business, in the work. And again, emuna meaning trustworthiness, honesty, trustworthiness. Emes and emuna go together. They're Siamese twins. V'alkein tzrichin lehiskaber ma'oid ma'oid lehishtade laso ismasu matin b'emuna shleiman. And this is why a Jew has to work very, very hard to be zeiche, to conduct business in an honest way, in a trustworthy way. Sheyihia ha-hein, hein, v'halav, lav. That when he says yes, it should mean yes, period. And when he says no, it's no, period. V'lo yishane v'lo yachlev diburei lo'olam. And never renege on his word. Once he gave a word for something, once he agreed to something, no changing your mind. Ki machma sheshchichim shom kfirois v'shinuyim. Because of the fact that we know that in business and in work, this lack of trustworthiness is so prevalent, shenim shochim mipigam harotzoin, which come from a deficiency, a lack of rotzoin, Al came therefore, kol mi shemuchrach laso masumatan, anyone who finds themselves in a position where they have to go to work, where they have to do business, tzorich his gabrus godoil. That person has to really work very, very hard, lehinotzel mi kfirois v'akhoshois hashchichim shonkanal, to be saved from the lies and the denials and the contradictions that are prevalent in business. Ve'ikar ho'etzol hazeh. Now how? What's the solution for this? What advice can Rav Nosson Zal give us to succeed at this? He's telling us it's very hard to be honest in business. Ve'ikar ho'etzol liskois lozeh shi'emasu matonei be'emuna hu'laharbois bitztoko. One of the ways that a person can assure themselves that they're going to be the type of quality person who's honest in their business dealings is by giving a lot of charity. Because Rabbeinu Zal showed over there in that chapter in Likutim Ram that tztoka is a display of rotzoin, of generosity, of goodwill. And by giving tzedakah, a person turns on the faucet from Hashem for major heoras haratzoin. Shehu bechinas emuna kanal, which we said is synonymous with emuna, we showed earlier in the previous paragraph. Vayteze zoichin lahamshich emuna veratzoin bahamasu matan. And through this, by giving a lot of tzedakah, the person will be zoiche to infuse his business and his work with emuna and with rotzayin. Voz yiske shiye maso matonoi be'emuna. And then he'll be zoiche that his business will be with honesty and trustworthiness. Shehu bechinas rotzayin, which is another definition of this rotzayin, emuna. Ki be'emes Because the truth is, im hayinu kulanu zeichen liten staka karoy, if all Jews would be giving staka properly, kfar hayo mizbatel hamasumatn legamri, there would be no more business going on. There'd be no more business, there'd be no more need to go to work. V'loy hayinu tzrichem la'asoy shum masu umatan u'malocha ve'esik klal. There would be no need whatsoever to do any business, work, whatsoever. Kanizka le'el b'torah nal, as we mentioned earlier, quoting the Torah in Likut Imran, where Hashem says that when the Ratzon is flowing properly, we're all kohanim, the whole nation becomes kohanim. Kohanim are the ones who were priests. They stayed in the Beis Hamikdash learning Torah and Tefillah. Their work was done for them by others. Because tzedakah activates and reveals that light of Ratzon, goodwill. Which is what eliminates the need for the 39 acts of work, the chola maso matna, and all business. Ki hoyo miskayim. Person said, 1 second, then. How would you live? The answer is, you would want a certain apartment. You'd look at it. If it was vacant, you'd walk right in. If somebody were living there, you would ask him, do you really need this apartment? Tell me why you need this apartment. I'll tell you why I need this apartment. And we'd figure out which one of us needs it more. The other one would say, have a nice day. Here it is. It's your apartment. I'll go find my apartment. There would be total goodwill. Business is negotiation. It's ripping off. It's trying to get a good deal, trying to get a bot. All of that would disappear. There would be just Ratzon Tov. People would just, everybody would be looking to see, how do I help somebody? We know that there are some people today that are awesome, that are awesome. They're big balei tzedaka, they give money generously to charity, and they're always looking for any way they possibly can help somebody. But those people, that's a display of emunah. That shows that person believes in Hashem. He believes that everything going on in life is the Ratzon of Hashem. So he's not afraid that if he's helping somebody, hey, during that same time, I could be doing business. I could be making more money. He knows Hashem decides how much money I'm going to make. And if I help people, if I do what I can to look for every which way that I can help somebody else, Hashem will look for every which way that I should not be lacking, that I should have whatever I need. That's what Rabbi Nosson Zal is describing here. Ki hoyo miskayim, because they would be fulfilled. The pasuk that says, v'omdu zorim, strangers will get up, others, outsiders will stand up, v'ro'ud soinchem, and they will tend your sheep. They'll say, you don't need to play with these sheep. You go learn. You go learn Torah. You go daven. You go say Tehillim. You go for a swim. Go to a mikveh. I'll handle sheep. I'll feed them. I'll share the wool. This isn't anything for a nice Jewish boy to be doing. Kanal, as we saw earlier. Aval, however, kol zman she'ein zeichen lazer, so long as that's not the reality that we're living in, so long as not everybody is giving tzedakah properly, and therefore we're not zoiche levatel hamalochos v'masumatn legamri, to do away totally with work and business, umuchrochim adayin lasek b'masumatn, and many people are still obligated, they must do business, they must go to work, bishvil parnosa, in order to support their families, support themselves and their families, afal pikein, still, tzrichen al kol ponim lirois v'lases ha-masumatn b'gdusha b'emuna shleima. A person still has to do everything they possibly can to conduct their business with holiness and with 100% trustworthiness. V'zeh zoichen gamkein al yidei tzedakah. And one of the things that will help the person become that type of person, that he's not afraid if he makes a deal with somebody on Tuesday, makes an agreement to sell something for a certain price, and then and they agree totally, and the person says, okay, I'll be back in a couple of days, we'll handle it. And then he hears on Wednesday or Thursday that the price went up or down, whatever, and he says, well, now I'm not willing to sell. But yesterday you agreed, and you didn't say that it's only if I take the merchandise right now. We agreed on a price, and we made a kinyan, and I even gave you a deposit on it, so we're locked. No, we're not locked in. I don't owe you anything. I don't know you, etc. If a person doesn't really believe in Hashem, then that could happen. But if a person believes that everything's the will of Hashem, Hashem made it, that the guy came to me on Tuesday, not on Thursday, and on Tuesday the price for this was $200, and on Wednesday the price is four. I could have sold it for $400. Who cares? Who cares? Hashem's writing the checks. When I hear Hashem saying that he's having a hard time, that it's becoming difficult for him to change the two into a four, I'll worry. Until then, if I made a deal, I made a deal. I don't have to worry. Ooh, I'm losing money. I make nonsense. Lose. It's all a game. It's a circus. It's make-believe. It looks as if the money is being moved around through business. Nonsense. The one that's really behind the scenes moving all the pieces, the one who's going to decide how much money I really have and I don't really have, chas v'shalom, I have to give it away on terrible things or whatever, is Hashem. Says, I can afford to be honest. I can afford to stick to my word, that if I give a word in something, I don't have to worry, ooh, but now I'm losing this, and that's all if you don't really, really believe in Hashem and in Ratzon of Hashem. So Rav Nosnal says, this a person zeichet to also through tzedakah. Shaydezeh meir haratzon. Tzedakah turns on that light called Ratzon. Ratzon means goodwill again. Shehu bechinas emuna, and Ratzon is also synonymous with faith. Ukefi heoras haratzon bechinas emuna alidei tzedakah, and based on how powerful the light of Ratzon is shining, the emuna is through the tzedakah that the person is giving. Kemoiken nidchen kfirois me'amasumatan, that will help eliminate any arguments, any denials when it comes to business, sheheim nimshochem mizuamas hanochosh, which come from the tuma of the snake, the original snake, hanechozim belametes malochos, which is attached to the 39 kinds of work. Kiyidei tzedaka mevatel meitzach hanochosh kanal, because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran that through tzedaka we have the ability to defeat the Meitzach HaNochosh, the forehead of the snake, which means the most powerful aspect of the snake, the leaders of the snake, of the Sitra Achra. V'o zoiche sheyu halametes melochos, bebechinas lametes melochos hamishkan. And when a person succeeds in defeating the snake, in getting rid of the snake, then their work, their 39 acts of work, become like the 39 acts of work in building the Mishkan and maintaining the Mishkan. Their work becomes a work of holiness. Sheheim bebechinas heoras haratzon, which is a display of this light of ratzon. Ki hamishkan nase mi nidvas lei v'ratzon atoiv shel kol echad v'echad miYisrael. Because what were the ingredients that were used to build the Mishkan? What was the Mishkan made out of? The answer is the goodwill, the generosity of every single person. Every single Jew gave their ratzon, their goodwill. This person's goodwill was expressed in silver, this one in copper, this one in linen. Each one gave what the way that they could express their love, their desire for Hashem. K'may Shekosov, as it says clearly in the beginning of Parshas Truma, Me'eis koli shasher yidvenu liboi tikhu es trumasi. From each and every single person whose heart desires, you should accept a donation. So we see that these donations were a display of ratzon, of ahavo and ratzon. Shezeh bechinas tzedakah. That's what charity is. Nidva slav. It's the goodwill of the heart. Bechinas ratzon. Kimi shezoiche laham shechoros haratzon aydei tzedakah. Because a person who is zoiche to activate and to draw this light of ratzon as a result of the charity they give, the tzedakah that they give, afilu kishoisa halametas melochos u'masumaten, even when that person conducts business, Einoi noifel la'asiya gashmias. They don't fall into materialistic kind of nonsense. Rak adaraba, but rather just the opposite. Hu mekadesh bechinas ho'asiya. That person elevates the physical world, the materialistic world. That person is able to bring the light of Ratzon even into the gashmias, the materialistic aspects of their life. That's the real perfection of Ratzon. Not when the Ratzon is upstairs in the penthouse in a totally spiritual environment, but when you're able to bring the Ratzon down to this lowly world, into business. Umale asiyo l'Ratzon kanal. And this person actually elevates the physical world. He elevates business, transactions, which is all gashmias. He elevates it to Ratzon. Until the person can actually get to a level where they can retire. We know there is such a thing, where the person can have it easier. They can get rid of, stop having to do the 39 acts of work. Stop having to chase after business. And then they can be able to give even more charity, which will help them bring more Ratzon into the world. Until the person will be zoche to eliminate completely the need for them to do business, the need to do business, the need to work. Paragraph Tesvov. Nimtza, we see therefore she'ikar kedusha samasumatan lizkois lasias masumatan bemuna, that the real holiness of business is when a person conducts business with faith, in a trustworthy manner. Livli leshanois tiburoi, not to go back on his word, not to renege on his word, and through that zoichin al yedei atzdoka. And the way that a person gets to that is through charity, shehu bechina seoras haratzayin, which is this light of ratzayin. Umachmaze tiknu rabbeisenu zal she'ein hamasumat nikne kiyim bekinyan hashayech lechol dover. And it's for this reason that our rabbis instituted that a business deal is not completed unless a kinyan is made. And the kinyan, there are different kinyanim for different types of transactions. Kol ze machmas sheshchichim kfirois v'shinuyim b'hamasu matin. And all of this is because of the fact that it's very prevalent by many people that do business, that there's lies, denials, changing their mind, going back on their world, on their word. Shenim shochim mipigam horotzen kanal. And all of that is a result of a defect, a deficiency of Ratzon, as we explained earlier. Alkein umdu al soif daiton shel bnei odom. Therefore, the rabbis, who were the greatest psychologists in the world, the ones who understood people's natures and people's minds better than anybody else, the rabbis understood exactly what people are thinking. She'ein goimrim hamekach birtzoinam b'shleimus kolzman shelohoyu boy kinyan gomor. That a seller does not really agree to sell the object until a kinyan is made. He doesn't really 100% commit to the price and all details of the deal until an actual kinyan is made, until the object is moved, lifted up, something like that. Ki hadeo v'horotzoin shebemasu matin hu pogum ktsas. Because the thoughts of people and their desires are a little bit defective. Person says, no, but I really want to sell this to you. I meaning I have a rotzoin, I have a desire to sell this to you. But the rabbis knew that nowadays the Ratzon is defective. It's not perfect. Even when a person says, I really want, yeah, let's put him to the test. Let's change things a little bit. Let's see how fast he really wants or he really doesn't want. Alkein, therefore, shchichim boy, shinuyim, therefore, in business, in deals, things are always changing. Just because yesterday she said she's willing to sell this apartment for so much, don't be surprised if tomorrow when you call, it's not the same. But you said, of course I said. What does that have to do with anything? Just because I said, you mean you thought yesterday when I said, you thought that it couldn't change? Hey man, where are you? You ain't in Gan Eden, you ain't in paradise, you on earth. Therefore, it's very common that there are changes and people change their desire, their will, many different ways, you know, what they want to do. All of this is a result of the fact that the Ratzon in quotes, is defective. The emuna in Hashem, the desire for Hashem, Shemishom nimshach umasumatan, and that's the cause for us having to do business, period. The reason why we're involved in business and transactions is because there's pegam haratzon. So it's very, very possible that inside the business deal, you're going to see pegam haratzon. You're going to see people who one day they say they want this much money, and the next day they say they want a different amount of money. Al kein amru, therefore our rabbi said, She'ein hamekach nigmar, kiim bekinyan shetiknu l'chol dovor, that the deal is not completed unless the people perform the kinyan that the rabbis have prescribed for each and every specific type of kinyan, depending on whether you're buying property or you're buying movable objects, whatever it is. Kal yidei hakinyan nimshach he'ora sarotzen letoich hamasumatan. Because by the act of a kinyan, that infuses the business deal with ratzon. That injects ratzon into the picture. And when this additional ratzon came into the picture, that'll make it that nobody can change their mind anymore. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain how this concept of kinyan works and how kinyan is tied into heiros haratzon. Rav Nosson Zal begins now by speaking about one of the famous kinyonim, which is called kinyan sudar, a kinyan that's made using a handkerchief, an article of clothing, any type of article of clothing, whereby the person in the deal, by his act of lifting up the handkerchief, lifting up this article, and saying that through this act I am showing that I affirm, I commit, I agree 100%. To purchase or to sell this item, whatever it is, that locks it in. That's one form of kinyan sudar by lifting it up. Another form is when both of them hold on to the object at the same time, and thereby the kinyan is consummated. There are many details and laws related to this that are mentioned throughout the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch. We're just touching on it for now. V'zeh b'chinas kinyan sudar, Shekoine Bechol Hadvorim. With this, we'll understand the Kinyan Sudar that's mentioned in the Gemara, which works for all types of things. Ki Habegodim Heim Bebechinas Heoras Hatzdoka. Because clothing, on a spiritual level, are similar to the light of Tzdoka. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Tzedek Lovashti Vayil Bosheni. I dressed myself, I cloaked myself in charity, and it dressed me. So we see that levush, tzedakah, is compared to clothing. K'al yidei hatzedakah ikram shochas harotzen kanal. Because we learned earlier that tzedakah is one of the greatest expressions of goodwill, desire, generosity. And tzedakah activates that light of rotzen from Hashem. K'al yidei hatzdoko mehape choroiges b'chinas asiyah l'rotzon. Because as we learned earlier, By giving tzedakah, a person changes anger, which represents the asiya, action, the world of action, this lowest of worlds, where anger is prevalent, he changes that to rotzon, to goodwill, desire. Sheze ikar shleimus harotzon. That's the real beauty and perfection of rotzon. Not when rotzon comes from rotzon, but when you're able to take anger, roiges, and turn it into rotzon. When two people get into a major disagreement, chas v'shalom, a major fallout, and then they sit down together and they discuss why, all the details, and from that they come to an agreement, they come to a new level of unity and working together and everything, that's the real rotzon. That's the highest level of rotzon. That's the real perfection of rotzon. This is really the concept behind all of the mitzvahs in the Torah, between us fulfilling all the different mitzvahs. It's all about us being able to elevate this physical world, asiya, the materialism, to ratzon, to something that's spiritual. Kimavura kol ze leil hetev, as we explained all of this very, very clearly a few pages ago. Vizeu bechinas halavushin, and this is the concept of clothing, garments. Bechinas chaluka derabonan. There's a term that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah that the rabbis, the tzaddikim, are zoicha to a special garment. The Gemara says that the rabbis wear a longer garment than the standard garment. And in Gan Eden, in paradise, in the future, we're told again this concept that the tzaddikim will be zoicha to a chaluka derabonan, to special royal robes. Shekol hamitzvos v'haschuyos she'osim bo'olam hazeh, whereby the Torah teaches us that all the mitzvahs and good deeds that a person does while they're in this world, nasa mehem chaluka derabbanan, they are used to make a rabbinical garment for the person, a holy garment, shehu levushin lahaneshama, which is the clothing for the soul, the garment that clothes the soul, to enable the soul to fly up, to rise up, up, up to the place that it needs to get to. And so long as a soul does not have this clothing, these garments that are sewn from the good deeds, the mitzvahs, the ma'asim tovim, and the Torah of the person, eino yecholo la'alois lemekoyma. The soul is not able to go up to its rightful place in heaven. Now Rabbi Nosson Zale asks, V'lechoyra tamua, there seems to be a question here. Haloi ikra tachlesu liskois lahakiras Hashem Yisborach apin ba'apin. We know that the main goal of a Jew is to be zoiche, to get to see Hashem kaviyochol face to face, to get that close to Hashem that the person is kaviyochol looking at Hashem face to face. Ulehikolel barotzoin hoelyoin, and for the person's soul to plug into that highest level of rotzoin, beraiva deraivin, rotzoin shibaretzoin, is the peak of holiness. If that's the case, why in the world does the soul need clothing, garments? Ki haloi halavush hu bechinas hastora v'tzimtzum. Usually we refer to clothing as something that hides, that covers up, that limits, it constricts. Shemastirin u'malbishin hoyer belavushin, whereby we hide and cover up the light in garments. So if you're telling me that the whole ultimate goal of a Jew is to go higher and higher to the point where they merge completely with Hashem's light, why the clothing? Why the limitations? Why the restrictions? Why the coverings? Ach al pi hanal mevoyer heitev. However, based on what we've been learning earlier, you'll understand this very well. Ki ikar shleimus haneshama hu shetizkel ratzon kanal. It's true that the main perfection of the soul is that the soul should be zoicha to that heavenly ratzon. Ve'ikar haratzon hu aidei hisrachus kanal. And we explained in a few pages back that the way that you intensify the desire is by moving away through distance. Distance makes the heart grow fonder. And we explained earlier that that's why Hashem took our souls, which were originally right up there with Hashem, Hashem took them and He sent us on a long journey, far, far away from Him, into this world. So that by being so far away, this would intensify our desire for Hashem. This would turn up the fire millions of times more and bring us to perfection of Ratzon, to the highest degree of Ratzon possible. And then, when a Jewish soul is zoche to do the right things in this world, oz nasa mikol mitzvah umaisa toiv shosas ubzoilam, nasa mizmenu levush laneshama. Then, from each and every mitzvah, from each and every good deed that soul performed in this world, becomes an article of clothing, a garment for the soul. V'halevush hu bechinas he'oras harotzoin, she'zoiche haneshama al yidei ha-mitzvah. And this garment that we're talking about here is actually a unit of this ratzon, this light of ratzon, which the soul achieved by doing a mitzvah, by doing a good deed. Hainu, she'zoiche bo'olam ho'elyon lo'or ha-ratzon ho'elyon, meaning that this mitzvah, this good deed, enables this soul, when it gets upstairs, to connect with that high level of ratzon, shehu bechinas moti v'loy moti, which the Zohar HaKadosh refers to as reaching something and not reaching it. When a person jumps up, a person who's 6 feet tall, and their arm is another 2 feet, so, and they can jump also 2 feet, so this person, when they jump as high as they can and they hold their hand up, they can reach up 10 feet. But we know that if you have a pole or a string that's 10 feet and 2 inches up or something like that, then if the person really tries and jumps as high as they can, sometimes they'll be able to touch that string or touch that pole. They won't be able to go high enough to grab onto it fully and to hold onto it. They'll be able to touch it. I got it and I didn't get it. That's called moti v'loy moti. It's a term used in Sifrei Kabbalah. When a person is trying to reach up to a very high level of light, which they can't hold on to, but sometimes they can get a touch. They can get a slight touch, a temporary connection to it. Bechinas, which the Sifrei Kabbalah also referred to as Ratzoi v'shoiv, going up and coming back down. Ki ikar hurak kishayesh menia bechinas levush hamalim umoinea ha'oir. Because all of this can only really happen the way it has to, only when there are obstacles, there are garments that hide, that conceal the light, and that block us from getting to the light. However, in this physical, materialistic world, halavush of the gashmi moid, the garments, the things that cover Hashem, the things that hide Hashem from us in this world, are very base materialistic things. Chocolate bars, ice cream, you know, all the distractions, all the materialistic distractions of this world. Ad she'ein royin ho'or klal, which have the ability to block us completely, totally, from seeing what's spiritual, seeing Hashem, seeing the light of the Torah. There are people that get totally distracted by all the materialism in this world, and they forget about religion totally, completely, chas v'shalom. That's in this world. That's what the garments and the concealments can do. Aval ba'olam ho'elyon. But when we go to the upper worlds, when we go to the spiritual worlds, Zoichin lelevushin ruchniim dakim. There, the kind of garments, when we talk about a garment up there, it's not something materialistic, it's not something physical, it's also something spiritual. It's something very, very thin, shehalevushin biatzmon heim bechinas ritzoinois, whereby the garments themselves are also ritzoin. There's the Ratzon of Hashem, which is the highest, highest form of light. It's a billion watts. And the garments that conceal that light are also light. But they're 1,000-watt light bulbs. Those are the garments, in a sense. They are also Bechinas Ritzonois. Hainu, Shehalavushim, Metzamsimim, Umalimim Hoer, Rak Bishvil Sheyizgaber HaRatzon. So that up there, when a person rises to those levels, there, the garments don't keep him away from Hashem. They don't cause him to turn away from Hashem. The garments are simply there to whet his appetite, to make him want it even more. He sees a little bit of an obstacle, a curtain in front of the light, to say, get that thing out of the way. I want the light. I want to see. I want to see what's behind that curtain. V'halavush bi'atzmoi hu bechinas oir harotzoin. And the garment itself, the curtain, the concealment, is itself a form of light of Rotzoin. Bechinas arba meyois almen de kisufin, de yorsen sadikayol almedosi. Rav Nosson Zal here quotes a term that's used in the Zohar HaKadosh many times, where the Zohar HaKadosh refers to 400 worlds of desire, which the great sadikim are zoicha to in the future. That one example of the Olam Haba, the Gan Eden of the great Tzaddikim, is that they will inherit these 400 worlds of desire. We know that that number 400 appears when Avram Avinu wanted to buy the gravesite for his wife Sarah, the Moras HaMachpelah, which is one of the holiest, holiest places on earth, the cave of the four couples, Kiryat Arba. So there he bought it for 400 Arba Meis Shekel Kesef. And when Esav came to try to counter, to destroy Yaakov Avinu, he brought with him 400 men, which represent the power of Ayin Ra, Ra Ayin, which is equal 400. That's the enemy, the opposition. And one of the very, very high levels of holiness is referred to as these 400 worlds of yearning. Ki yesh levushin v'oilamois shel rotzayim. Because there are garments and worlds of desire. Bechinas almen de kesifin, as the Zohar HaKadosh calls it, worlds of desire. Remember, we mentioned in the previous year that one of the reasons why people want, love money so much is because money is called kesef. Kesef is miloshen kisufin, desire. So again, we see that there's a couple of different forms of this. This item of ratzon comes in several different flavors. Good ones and terrible ones. Kiyesh kamo chilukim barotzoin. Kama shekosov Rabbeinu Zal. Because there are many different versions and many different types of rotzoin. Veze mailas haneshomo shel hatzadik al hamalochim. And this is what makes the soul of a tzadik superior above the angels. Ki machmas shoisa bo'ilam azeh. Because of the fact that the soul of the tzaddik came down to this physical world, and the tzaddik was zoiche, even in this place, which is so far from Hashem, which is so far where the spirituality is so covered up and hidden, the tzaddik was zoiche in this world to incredible ratzon. As a result of his mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, every mitzvah he did, every type of drop of Torah he learned, increased his desire for Hashem, his yearning for Hashem. And al yidei zeh hu zoyche ba'olam ha'elyon l'shleimus soras harotzon. That's what makes it possible for these great tzaddikim that when they get to the upper worlds, they're zoyche to the highest possible levels of rotzon, shehu al yidei levushim kedoshim daika, which can only be achieved in the form of garments. A garment means a covering, that it's not the actual light itself. The actual light itself is Hashem himself. We can't grab onto, we can't hold on to Hashem literally himself. But the great tzaddikim can go so high up to the point where they can connect Hashem through garments, shehu bechinas moti v'loy moti, which is what the Zohar HaKadosh refers to as touching and not touching, meaning getting pretty close. You got to be pretty close to go that far that you can mamish touch Hashem for a second, mamish touch the highest level of light, but can't stay up there permanently. Shezehu ikar shleimus harotzoin. This is the real perfection and completion of rotzoin. Kishemeir al yedei levushim rabim. When the rotzoin was active, was turned on as the result of many garments, meaning bechinas chaluka derabonon, this holy garment of the tzaddikim, which is made up of every thread is another mitzvah, another mesecht of Gemara that they finished. That's what those garments are made of. And the more that they do more mitzvahs and good deeds, nisrabim levushim yoiser, it gives them more and more garments, and it gives them the ability to achieve a higher level of this rotzoin, of this great light of rotzoin. Ki ikar heoras harotzoin, hu'al yidei bechinas levushim kedoshim. Because the real perfection, the real ability to achieve the highest level of this light of rotzoin is only through holy garments. Nimtza, shehalevushim heim bebechinas soras harotzoin. So therefore, the garments are also a form of this soras harotzoin. Bechinas tzedakah, like we said before, tzedakah is a display of soras harotzoin, goodwill. I want to help you. You want to help me? Put your money where you're at. There, I know you want to help me. When you take out $100, take out $1,000. I know you want to help me. Therefore, al yedei kinyan sudur, through a kinyan that's made using an article of clothing, a sudur, a handkerchief, a garment, something like that, which we said garments are synonymous with tzedakah. We quoted the pasuk tzedek lovashti vayilbosheni. Through that, mamshichin heoras harotzon b'masumatan, we draw down this light of rotzon into the business, into the transaction that we're doing. Al yedei sheloikhin knaf bigdoi, by taking the corner of the garment, by one person holding on to the corner of the other person's garment. That's one version of this kinyan sudur. Ki halavushin heim bechina soras harotzon kanal. Because we showed throughout this paragraph that the garments are also this light of rotzon. Vazai, and when the rotzoin is solid, nigmar hamekach. That's when the deal is locked in. Ve'ief shilashanis, and no one can change their mind anymore. Ki nizbatlin kol hashinuyim shenimshochem mipegam harotzoin. Because then we've eliminated completely all the changes of rotzoin. People changing their mind. People make an agreement. No, I didn't really mean that. I thought that. They hear that there's some change in the marketplace. No, I don't. Ki kvar nimshach heoras harotzoin al yidei halavushim, al yidei kinyan sudur. Because we already introduced a major light of rotzoin into this transaction through the clothing, through the garment, the sudur, and through the kinyan sudur. Hold it over here for now.